This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough,
want
to start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media. All right, welcome to hour number two of Radio Night Live, where, you know, for the last number of years, I've made the conscious decision, and it had nothing to do with Me Too or any of this other stuff that's come along. I said a long time ago, the ladies have stuff to say, and more of them need to be heard, so we started the Ladies Lounge here at Radio Night Live, and we have had literally amazing people come through. The great Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes, kind of the highlight of one of the years that we had, and she talked all about being a grandmother and reporting for CBS News back when she was just a reporter breaking into the industry. They actually paired her with Walter Cronkite as her mentor. I mean, it's just so we've had some cool conversations. But tonight, I'm excited because I get to have someone on who I've known since the days, I believe, of the Clinton impeachment. And yet we've never had her on the show, and she's done my daily show a bunch, but we've not had a chance to talk in this forum. The great Dr. Monica Crowley, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury with Secretary Mnuchin in the Trump administration, and before that, a talk radio legend in her own right. Monica, it's good to have you. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you so much. It's so great to be here, Kevin, and thank you for that phenomenal intro. I think I've got to take you with me wherever I go from now on.
Well, okay, I'll be your pitch man. hey, before we get into the top news stories of the day, you lived one of the most extraordinary lives because you worked at government at kind of the highest levels. You've been in New York City when talk radio came of age, kind of, so to speak, and really expanded and blew out. I mean, it exploded right around the time that you were doing that on a regular basis. And you have an immense brain that has the ability to offer this insight on all kinds of subject matter. I'm just curious, when you were a little girl, and I'm assuming at some point in time playing with your dolls or your Barbies or something, did you ever sit and go, yeah, someday I'm going to do that, that, and that?
Well, actually, sort of, Kevin. When I was growing up, I was a little girl in New Jersey, and they always say that you can take the girl out of Jersey, but you can't take the Jersey out of the girl.
My wife says that all the time, actually.
Exactly. So I think that's where I get my fight and my hard scrabble kind of attitude about saving America, the country I love so much. But actually, as a little girl, I kind of thought I'd be the first female president of the United States. So that dream lives, by the way.
If it had been you instead of Hillary, I'd have voted for you. I'm just saying.
See, well, if I decide to run in the future, I know I can count on you. So I got one
press secretary right here. I can do the pitch.
You got it. You got it. And you know what? I ended up working for two American presidents. I worked with former President Richard Nixon during the last years of his life. And I've worked for President Trump at the Treasury Department in the Trump administration. And I like to joke, Kevin, that Monica only seeks out the most controversial American presidents. No boring presidents for Monica, no Grover Clevelands or William Howard Tafts, only the most controversial ones. And there's something about the underdog in Richard Nixon and in Donald Trump that has really appealed to me, and the fact that they so loved this country and wanted to serve it with the purest reasons, and yet they both had the same enemies, and both of them gave those enemies the sword. So there are a lot of differences between Nixon and Trump, but there are some significant similarities as well.
Well, and let me just say, And I know that you know Hugh Hewitt, who worked also with the Nixon Foundation down the stretch of President Nixon's life. I think Nixon will go down as one of the most fundamentally misunderstood presidents forever, simply because of the way the media narrative has been allowed to write who he was. Since you do know that so well, talk to me about what Americans don't know about Richard Nixon that probably isn't even being taught in schools or anything else that sheds some light in that vein.
Well, I came to him during the last 4 years of his life. So I was not born when he was elected. I served with him during the last years of his life when he was going to be as complete a person as he would ever be. And we had hours, Kevin, of conversation every day over the course of those 4 years. And I kept a journal every night in which I reconstructed every single conversation I ever had with Richard Nixon. So when he passed away, I had lunch with William Sapphire, who was writing for the New York Times at the time, but had been a Nixon speechwriter. And I sort of casually mentioned that I had stacks of journals containing every conversation I ever had with this most controversial president of the 20th century. And Sapphire sort of looked at me and he put down his soup spoon and he looked at me and he said, well, I know what you're going to do next, kid. You're going to write a book because you need to let future generations know the Richard Nixon that you came to know. And I really took that to heart, and I ended up writing two books about my experiences with him. And they're still available on Amazon if you want to go get them. I'm really, really proud of them. Because to your question, Kevin, what I wanted to let the rest of the world and those future generations know is that Richard Nixon was a three-dimensional human being, right, not a one-dimensional caricature that the left and the press spent decades making him out to be. He was none of those things. Richard Nixon was brilliant. He was a classical intellectual, which he probably would have thought that description because he considered intellectuals to be on the left, and by and large they were, and they are. But Nixon truly was a real intellectual. He was also extremely generous. He was kind. He had a real soft side to him. He was very funny, very self-effacing, and just an incredibly warm person. So when he passed away, it was devastating to me because, number one, I was so young. Number two, it was my first job. But Richard Nixon meant so much to me because he was a mentor. He was my boss, but he was also something of a grandfather figure to me. So I really feel like the world lost a huge towering figure when he passed away. So did the country. And of course, so did I.
We're speaking with Dr. Monica Crowley, who is by every sense in her own right, a top level intellectual and somebody who has commented into the news story and cycles. Let's go back to your childhood for a little bit. Now, I've never known the answer to this. Are you twins, or did you just simply have another sister? But I know that you were close to your sister, and I'm unclear on that part of your life.
I am close to my sister. I just talked to her right before joining you. She is 2 years younger than I am.
2 years younger.
We're not twins, but we
do
look alike.
Yeah. And what was it like? Because she married into the talk media experience as well, and she married a guy that a lot of people would have said, how does Monica gel with Alan Colmes? Because remember, going all the way back to impeachment, it was Hannity and Colmes every night, you know, hammering away at Bill Clinton on the TV screen.
Yep. Well, Alan Colmes was a lovely, lovely man. His politics were totally misguided, and I used to tell him that all the time. But he was such a good and decent man, and I know you and I have talked about him as well. He was a rare breed. He was a classical liberal. He was not a Marxist. He was not a revolutionary like we currently see in the Democratic Party. He was a classical progressive, but also such a fundamentally decent human being that every debate he would have with me or with Hannity or with anybody who appeared with him on television or radio, it was always a civilized conversation. That's now a lost art. But I feel so blessed to have known him. I actually introduced him to my sister. He had told me at Fox one day that he was out of a relationship and looking for a new one. And I said, do I have a girl for you? And they got along immediately and they got married and they had a beautiful beautiful marriage, and it was such a blessing and such a loss when he passed away.
Yeah, well, the whole radio industry felt it because not a lot of liberals made it in talk radio, and in order to do so, you had to largely appeal to a center-right audience because that's the people that listen to talk radio. And yet he had found a way to have those opposing viewpoints and have civil conversation and all of that. And I would also say this, extremely funny. Like, it, yeah. Even if you were on with him and you were, you know, at loggerheads, he'd always end with a quip that would leave you kind of grinning at the end of the night. And it was just his own way of saying, I'm not going to take myself too seriously. I think the whole world would be better if we didn't all take ourselves so seriously. And I appreciated that about him.
Yes. And in fact, most people don't know this because they know him as a political commentator, but he actually started his career as a stand-up comedian.
Right.
He came up in New York with Robert Klein and that sort of generation of stand-up comics. And he was a very funny man.
My morning show host here in New York, Joe Piscopo, talks about those days because I think they worked a lot of the same clubs here in Manhattan. All right, we're speaking with Dr. Monica Crowley. And hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, we're speaking with Dr. Monica Crowley. And Dr. Crowley, you have watched the media landscape kind of change over the course of the last many years. And I have always pointed to the election of Bill Clinton and kind of the emergence of 24-hour news channels as kind of the place where we the people began to get a lot more control over our own selection of what we wanted by way of news coverage and the ability to be more self-determinative. And at the same time as that was happening, you had the Drudge Report and alternative online media that began to explode as well. And I'm curious if you could walk me through, because we were talking about this new show Impeachment that FX Now has out, and we're hooked in our household. My bride and I are like, oh, is there a new episode out yet? And we're watching it. And it's weird for me because I was on the air, on radio, talking about these things as these events happened. And, of course, the one thing my bride wants to know is how accurate is it? But go back to that period of your life and talk to me about what it was like to be part of the emerging kind of scene where media really did. It took a complete transformation.
Absolutely. And it was, in many ways, a real hinge moment for media and mass media, Kevin. So you had the advent of Fox News in 1996, which gave voice to the forgotten men and women that became, they were Reagan Democrats and Reagan Independents and Reagan Republicans that then went on to become Trump Democrats, Trump Independents, Trump Republicans. But those of us who simply were not having our views reflected or at least represented in the mainstream press, which has always been incredibly liberal. In the Trump era, I think it brought it up to a whole new level of intensity and activism, but it had always been on the left. So you had the advent of Fox in 1996, and I was actually on the air day one on Fox News. It was October of 96. I can't remember. It was sometime during the day. It was a daytime programming show, and every segment was like 20 minutes because they had no advertising. So you had to fill all this time. But it was a forerunner to the social media era in which we are now, which is everything is on hyperspeed. But it was really wonderful to see the left-wing mainstream media lose its lock, its monopoly on information and how it was delivered to the American people. So you had the advent of the internet plus Fox News, and it gave rise to all of these other possibilities, the internet and outlets on the internet, and then, of course, social media. But being there, you know, being on Fox, remember, Fox launched in 1996, and again, I was there from day one, and then the Lewinsky scandal hit 2 years later. It was just 2 years into Fox News, and I'll never forget when Roger Ailes was hiring me about 6 months before they launched Fox. He said to me, you know, Monica, Rupert Murdoch gave me a check for $1 billion to launch a competitor to CNN. And he said, I have no idea if this is going to work or if it's not going to work, but we're going to try it out. You want to be part of the team? I said, absolutely. I had no agent, no lawyer. I signed on the line. And because I still believed in the project and I still believed in what they wanted to do. So you had the Lewinsky scandal, and I remember being at Fox literally, Kevin, morning, noon, and night.
Yeah.
So I'd be on Fox and Friends at like 6 a.m., then stay there all day long watching the proceedings, watching the scandal unfold, commenting on it on the air, and then being there until like midnight and going home and sleeping in my makeup because I had to be back on the air at 6 o'clock in the morning. So it was an incredible time. It put Fox on the map. It put the Drudge Report and other conservative outlets on the map because they were covering it when other more mainstream outlets didn't want to do it. And then, of course, a couple of years later, you had 9/11, which then catapulted Fox News into the number one position.
Yeah, no, 9/11 certainly was another step forward for them specifically. You know, the interesting thing that I remember about the early days of the 24-hour news cycle is that CNN had been doing it for a little while, but they had not completely sold out their entire lineup. You may remember a young kid named Tucker Carlson co-hosted a thing called Crossfire. It was the pre-runner to Hannity and Combs, and there's this little bow tie conservative, you know, whippersnapper talking about conservative ideas. I remember over on MSNBC, I think it was Laura Ingraham that had a late morning show. She is like 9 or 10 a.m. Central Time is where I was living at the time. But I remember thinking, this is kind of interesting that there's these conservatives across, and it wasn't even 3 years, and all of them had been moved off of those other airwaves, and really Fox became the only place that you could get any right of center. And it wasn't that they were doing all right of center, and a lot of people don't remember this. CNN's idea of fairness was one conservative and four boxes of liberals. Fox thought, one and one. One and one's fair enough. And what they ended up doing was showing the world that when you had fair and equal time for both sides to be represented, conservative ideas kind of won the day.
Yeah, you know, I was there during that period at MSNBC. So I left Fox in the mid-2000s, and I went over to MSNBC because they had offered me actually 2 live hours every single day. I anchored noon to 1 with Ron Reagan Jr. and then
I remember that. Okay, yeah.
So, and I remember being there, and Joe Scarborough and Tucker Carlson were at MSNBC at the same time. So there were some conservative or establishment Republican figures on the air there, and actually Rachel Maddow and I kind of came up together. I mean, we used to be on the show together and debating, and it was always respectful and civilized and an intelligent conversation. And then sort of toward the late 2000s, MSNBC and the parent NBC Universal made a decision to take the network to the far left and have no representative voices. So I left and I went back to Fox at that point. So we have really, and I don't think it's a very healthy development for the country where you have, it's almost like niche media where you go to hear your voice represented and reflected back to you, so you know you're not crazy for thinking how you do, but it's so atomized now that there's no real crossover, and then the polarization of our politics and our culture, it's all of a piece, Kevin.
I remember Kellyanne Conway telling me, we were at an event together in your home state of New Jersey, this was in the Romney cycle, and she said, we were talking about polling numbers, and of course Kellyanne's a great pollster and knows her stuff inside out, and I said, what do you think of these polls that show Romney pulling ahead? She said, you got to turn the channel off and get outside the bubble a little bit. She said, he's not going to win, and she was right, and it really wasn't even close. I mean, Obama and Romney was not one of the more competitive presidential races. Well, Monica Crowley is who we're speaking with, and Monica, it's just a joy to have you here. Let me ask you a little bit about the state that we find ourselves in now. Go back to the election of 2020 and fill in the blank on anything you want to, but I really felt like that in terms of historical markers that I was watching for in terms of wanting to see out of an incumbent, I thought that Donald Trump checked the box on all of them. I thought that he had a raging economy that was just lighting up the world, people making more money, more jobs, more people employed. I thought that he was doing his very best with Operation Warp Speed to get cures for COVID-19 coming along. I thought that he had kept America safe and kept our military safe. We hadn't lost a single soldier in Afghanistan in more than a year when the election was coming around. And in all of that, it did not seem to matter at the end of the day, because
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over a dozen Mexican soldiers were detained for several hours at the border as they crossed into El Paso, Texas. so says U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The 14 soldiers saying they didn't realize they had crossed illegally into the United States, and U.S. Customs and Border agents secured their weapons and equipment for safety processing. All 14 soldiers, their equipment and vehicles were returned to Mexico. Meanwhile, in Perry, Georgia on Saturday night,
I told you so during the election and during the campaign. Inflation is skyrocketing. Unemployment is rising at a level that nobody can believe.
Former President Trump is at the Georgia National Fairgrounds for a Save America rally. Other speakers at the rally include Senate candidate Herschel Walker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
It is a dumpster fire, no matter what topic you pick, foreign policy, national security, immigration, economy. I don't see anything that's working. Let me address the issue of vote fraud for a second, because the establishment wants to move beyond that conversation. And I myself don't really want to rehash the issue, especially I don't want Trump rehashing it if he decides to run again, because I really do think that he has so much more to offer by saying what he's going to be for and how he's going to fix things, that to rehash some of that. But I do want the historical record to be set straight. And I was just speaking with Peter Navarro yesterday, who authored three reports for the administration that detailed the immense amount of voter irregularities across the board. Now, since the election has occurred, Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania, a number of others have taken certain levels of action. I don't live in any of those places, so I don't know if any of them are going to be thorough enough to satisfy what I would be looking for if I was a disaffected voter that felt like my state got stolen. But what is your general sense about the push and the anger on the right to get the voting systems straightened out before 2022 comes along? Do you sense that there's a burning in the belly and they're getting it done, or that they need to do more?
Well, if you're depending on establishment Republicans, particularly in the swing states, I don't have much confidence that they are going to get this straightened out before next year and 2024. We do have activity on the ground in these states, as you just pointed out, which is promising because at least they are passing some election reforms, which are absolutely necessary. Look, you cannot worry about 2022 or 2024 until you fix 2020. So in that regard, President Trump is exactly right. I can't say from a human standpoint that I blame him for continuing to focus on 2020, because he did so much over the course of these 4 years to get this country back on its feet and back on the right track. He was doing everything right, which was remarkable for a guy who had never done any of this before. Nope. He was not a politician in even the mildest sense, and yet he showed that an outsider actually could do the presidency and perform very well with the right policies. So I can't say I blame him for focusing on it. I completely get it. He feels like he got screwed, and he did.
He did.
But going forward to next year and looking ahead to 24, elections in America are always forward-looking. They're always about what are you going to do for me rather than what did you do for me. And so if Trump's message is only focused on 2020, it's not going to work for him. But if he sort of leavens that with looking ahead, saying, here are all of the things that I delivered, and I delivered for you, the forgotten man and woman, and here's how I did it, here's how I'm going to do it again, then I think that that's a winning combination of the message. Look, you know, we talked about President Nixon early in this conversation, Kevin, and I just want to point out that Richard Nixon ran against JFK in 1960. That race was rife with election fraud, and it was orchestrated by the old man Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson in three jurisdictions. Cook County, Illinois. Illinois at that time was like a purple state, right? Winnable for a Republican. West Virginia and Texas. They orchestrated the voter fraud in those three states to tilt the election to JFK. On election night 1960, they approached Richard Nixon in his hotel suite with actual concrete evidence of the voter fraud. And they encouraged Nixon not to concede and to contest the election. He didn't do it. And the reason he didn't do it was because he said the country is in the middle of a Cold War with the Soviet Union and America needs a full-time president. Doesn't need this kind of protracted kind of contest.
Wow.
But I will say, and that's a huge testament to Richard Nixon and the kind of character he was. But he regretted not fighting until the day he died. And I pass that message along to President Trump. Like, you do not want to regret not fighting until the day you die, right? So,
how did he respond? What was his response to that?
Well, I sent it by email, so I didn't get a response right away. But he was knee deep in all of this. This was a couple of days after the election.
Right.
I completely understand Trump pursuing all of this. I do. I get it. And was there voter fraud? I have absolutely no doubt. And as these states engage in their audits, we're going to see more and more results coming forward.
No doubt.
But it's a forward-looking country, and elections are always about the future. So I'm hoping that he pairs it with at least, here's what I did the first time, here's what I'm going to do the second time, if he chooses to run.
I don't know. I just think it was a very interesting period in history. So congrats on all that you've done. Monica, great to have you with us. Please come back sometime, but thanks for being here.
I would love to come back, and thanks so much for having me, Kevin.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey.
Thank you for being here, and thanks to Dr. Monica Crowley for joining us for an extended chat in the Ladies Lounge tonight. We are on the cusp here at Radio Night Live of a very exciting portion of our season. Between now and the beginning of the new year, we hope to complete the goal of something that we set out to do in February, which is to free roughly 200 slaves from physical enslavement in northern Sudan. And if you're just joining us for the first time, you may be saying, well, Kev, I've never even heard that there is slavery in the modern day world. And that would be fair because our media doesn't cover it. So it's not something that you would naturally just stumble across and know from, you know, just living every day here in America. But let me just quickly add that we have over the last number of years, with the help of you, the great listeners of this show, and the people that you've told, and the people that we've gotten involved, we have liberated more than 1,000 human beings out of actual human slavery in that course of time. And I just want to say thank you for the faithfulness of those of you that have said this is abhorrent. We can't continue to allow it to occur on our watch. And this year is no different. Now, how does it work? This is the fun part. So we have a partnership with Christian Solidarity International. They are an international solidarity program that go in and advocate on behalf of displaced and persecuted peoples, specifically for people that are persecuted for their faith or their religious belief. And in the issue of what is happening in Sudan, you had a civil war that came to an end a number of years ago, about 15 years ago. But after it had been a very elongated war, you had the whole world, the whole globe, trying to figure out how to solve the warring factions there in Sudan. And they came to this kind of idealistic conclusion. Let's create two countries out of the nation that was currently Sudan. So now you have Sudan and you have South Sudan, and South Sudan is the world's youngest country, only a handful of years old, and it is a safe spot where the radical Islamists that populate northern Sudan are not allowed to go. They're not allowed to raid villages. They're not allowed to take human captives. They're not allowed to wage war against the South. Peace was declared. The only problem is that no one advocated for the slaves that had already been taken in the years of warring previous to that, and the world governments that got involved in the liberation project did not free those slaves. So since that time, and actually since slightly before then, Christian Solidarity International, our partner in this endeavor, has been advocating for the release of slaves, and they have been successful on a case-by-case basis for a number of years. The way it works is basically think of the Underground Railroad here in America during our Civil War era, where you had people that literally went into areas, found slaves, and helped them escape to freedom. Now, it's not quite as complicated there, because here in Sudan, the retrievers, as they're referred to, are able to offer the slave owners, the slave masters, something that they desperately need. Most of them are ranchers, and in northern Sudan you have really harsh weather that really decimates the cattle population. They don't want their cattle to die. If they get this one vaccine called Novidium, they're able to actually save the lives of their cattle. So they will trade a dose of vaccine for the life of one of their slaves. It's in fact, the cattle is more valuable to them than the slave, so they're glad to make that trade. And once the retriever has secured the freedom, the slaves are able to be transported back to South Sudan. When they get over the border, they're able to go to a recovery camp where they are able to recoup and recover for the length of time that they need. They get medical care. They get some counseling and some mental health examinations. They get to tell their story. They get to explain where they've been and how old they were when they were taken and so forth. And in the coming weeks, we'll tell you some of their stories personally because they're very compelling. All that to say that once that is completed, once their time of recovery is done, the Christian Solidarity International workers are able to give them what's called a bag of hope. And the bag of hope literally has everything in it that they need to start their lives all over again. It has fishing utensils. It has gardening implements. It has a year's worth of grain that they can exist off of. It has a year's worth of seed that they can prepare for the following year for necessary food. And amongst other things that are in there, a Bible, blankets, tarps, things that they need to create a living structure, etc. That's all in that bag. It's usually two or three bags of things that they need. But that is theirs. And for some, that is the first gift that they've ever received in their life that they can remember. because many of these people have been treated very, very badly. Most of them women, many of them, the majority of them having been raped, assaulted in multiple ways, multiple times. And so when they are given all of this to begin their new life, they're really overcome with gratitude. But there's one other thing that they get, and it is a she-goat. The she-goat helps them have milk. They're able to make cheese. They're able to do some micro enterprise for their family. They're able to establish, you know, the ability to breed other goats. And there's this opportunity for them to sustain literally themselves and their children through these efforts. All of this happens. The entire liberation project, from the Nvidium vaccine to the Bag of Hope to the relocation to their where they were from in South Sudan, all of it happens for a one-time gift of $250. And friends, when you give that tonight, you're liberating one of those women that has been grotesquely brutalized, raped, beaten, usually mentally and verbally assaulted most of the days she's been in slavery. But you have no idea how much joy this brings them. And for that one gift of $250, that person is liberated for life. They are never in danger of being taken slave again, and Christian Solidarity International is able to have access to them and to follow up with them. Friends, right now, 888-342-1010 is the number. We are about 53 slaves away from hitting our goal for the year, which is about 192. So we need 53 of you between now and the end of the year to say, yeah, I'll liberate one. And you can do it over months. You can do $25 a month for 10 months or $50 a month for five or $125 a month for two. Our family, the McCullough family, we're going to liberate at least five this year. And I'm asking you to join us in this effort. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. That's just a little update. We've already freed 135 this year. What an amazing thing. Thank you to those of you that have had a hand in that. But if you have not joined us, please, this is our Christmas effort this year to free people for a brand new life for Christmas. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. More music from our music spotlight when we come back. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in three little fruit and three little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hard to believe that we're rounding out the night of Courageous Legacy, but we are. So, ladies and gentlemen, from that original music soundtrack, once again, here's Mark Burris. Soundtrack called Courageous. That's Mark Harris, formerly of For Him and When We're Together, rounding out Radio Night Live on this National Daughters Day. Appropriate selection to celebrate that as well. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next week here on Radio Night Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hands.